have exactly how I felt. Like this deep existential restlessness. And I think I may have even said out loud, train inside. And then the song came out of that.
Yeah. And that is gotta be about a long-term relationship, unlike something right
now. You know, some of my favorite subject matter is unrequited love and the complexity of human relationships. It's my favorite thing to write about. But that song is not the story of my life. But I'm an empath, so and super sensitive, and so I can feel things that haven't happened to me. So that's good to be a songwriter and to have that.
My other question, and I'm going to extend this to apply to both of you, but for that song in particular, like I hear Patty Griffin, I hear Amy Lou, and I'm wondering if you have someone, both of you, for any of your songs, like you dream of covering, is there someone you wish you dream of, like to hear your song in their voice?
Mary J. Blige. Dolly leaned down, she was on the stage and I was standing off the stage and she leaned down to meet me. So, we're already in a compromised position. She said, I said, I'm Amy Ray from Indigo. She said, Indigo, I had a dream about that. And I was like, really? She said, yeah, and about Elvis Presley, and I was like, really? She said, yeah, I was talking to Elvis, and I said, Elvis, I'm going to start a record label and we can call it Indigo. But then I realized it was y'all's band name, and I couldn't do that. And I said, you can have it. Yeah. And then Queen Latifah was making eyes at the person I was with, so I was this is like the greatest moment right now.
It's hard to stop. I feel like I'm not
going to
stop the show right now
because
we have more
music, but really. Well, we have a Joni Mitchell story, too.
Oh, yeah?
I was just wanted to say that Ann has a book coming out in June about Joni Mitchell. And can you talk about it, Annie? Please, because I thought it was interesting.
It's called Traveling on the Path of Joni Mitchell, and it is we're calling it a critical biography, but it's just not biography in a way. It's a friend of mine, Alex Ross, who writes for The New Yorker. Yeah. Alex Ross! He says, you really captured passionate ambivalence. Like, I really confront Joni as a figure, as a legend, as someone personal to all of us, but also complicated, right? So, I hope you'll read it. But I also want to say, it's just out June 11th, by the way. Thank you for bringing that up. We also have a book called How Women Made Music, which is an anthology. This is coming out in October on Harper One, and that is an anthology of all the work we've done at Turning the Tables, which is an NPR project that partners with Brinkett Center started with my dearest friend, Jill Sternheimer. She and I, and some other members of our team, Marissa Russo, Jason Gantz, started this project, Turn the Tables, to reclaim women's history and center women in popular music history. So we have this anthology coming out that includes an excerpt from the fantastic piece that Karen Thompson wrote about you two. So if you haven't read that piece, beautiful piece about Amy and Emily and lesbian Bilduk's Roman, you know, kind of like growing up, discovering our identity through Indigo Girls. So those are two books that we'd like to read.